Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. We are glad that you could be with us. If you were listening to yesterday's broadcast, you heard Eric and I give a brief introduction to an event that took place back in November of 2004. It was an evening of friendship. That's how it was billed. And one of the speakers there, besides Dr. Ravi Zacharias, who gave the main address, was Dr. Richard Mao from Fuller Seminary, the president of Fuller Seminary. Dr. Mao made some very controversial statements that have still been stinging the evangelical community to this very day. He recently wrote a book called Talking with Mormons, a book that was published by Erdmann's Publishing, in which he tries to explain his statements, but not only that, but to explain his dialogue with Latter-day Saint academics. And we are going to look at that book, but since Dr. Mao even has a whole chapter dealing with what he calls the counter-cult movement, and no doubt he would probably put me in that category, I thought, well, if Dr. Mao doesn't think I really have much to say on this, maybe I should bring in someone who I think is probably more qualified. And so we have today my pastor, Brian Hurlbut. So welcome to the show, Brian.
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Anyway, if you've recognized that resonant voice, that's the voice who comes on right before our show at 9:30 in the morning on this station, and you hear sound bites from his sermons. Well, they're a little more than sound bites.
I get to warm up for the Beach Boys.
There you go. what an honor to be labeled with the Beach Boys. Okay. Brian and I have had lots of conversations about this because Dr. Mao's comments affect both of us. When Dr. Mao made the statement, and let me just quote it for you, you know, at the event, this is what he said. He said, "I am now convinced that we evangelicals have often seriously misrepresented the beliefs and practices of the Mormon community." He went on to say, "We have told you what you believe without making a sincere effort, first of all, to ask you what you believe." He basically said that we have been bearing false witness. That's what he said. That not only, of course, resonated with the LDS community, because what it did was it painted anyone who has ever criticized the LDS faith as a liar. And that's exactly how many Latter-day Saints took that statement. In fact, I heard it from the lips of Mormons themselves, from the emails that I received. "See, finally you have an evangelical admitting that you have been lying all along." And that statement that Dr. Mao made that evening, November of 2004, has, I guess you could say, haunted us ever since. It affects your ministry, Brian, as a pastor. It affects my ministry. And we need to discuss this because this book has now been written. I think it's kind of written as a defense for what Mao said, as well as a defense for what Dr. Mao is currently doing as far as his behind-the-scenes talks with LDS scholars.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. In pastoral circles, we kind of talk about the pre-Mao and post-Mao days. And the post-Mao experience drastically changed certain things in the Valley. I think it was 3 years ago. In New Orleans, I had the opportunity with a fellow pastor of mine to sit down with Rich Mao for a half hour to discuss with him his comments made at the Tabernacle. I was there that night. And to challenge him about how he represented his fellow evangelicals and how he marginalized people who were in the trenches, people both in the local church and in apologetic parachurch ministry like yourself. And what I came away from that conversation, which was very frank and very honest on both ends, was that Dr. Mao is just really in a completely different philosophical posture than I'm in. And we really are, we're really coming at this from two different approaches.
Well, let me ask you this, because I was accused in a blog by one of the participants in these behind-the-scenes talks of being against them, that I somehow I don't agree with this academic discussion that Mao is defending throughout the pages of his book. And that's not really true. I'm not against these behind-the-scenes talks. I have some problems with them in that I feel that as long as they are perpetually going on, we will never hear what's actually gone on inside of those talks. Because Mao, he talks about actually hearing within these talks Mormons themselves arguing among themselves over certain issues. But we don't really know what the issues are that they're arguing about. He doesn't give names. He doesn't give specifics. He just gives us enough to tease us. And my problem, of course, is I want to know what's going on inside of these. Now, naturally, I was not invited. Sandra Tanner's not invited. Other people who have spent their lives studying Mormonism are not invited to these talks. And okay, I don't have a PhD. I agree. I don't. Okay. Like you say, I'm out in the trenches. I'm just getting my fingernails dirty talking to the average Latter-day Saint on the street. That's my calling. And if Mao wants to talk to the academics, fine. I just don't personally feel Mao is qualified to do that. And he's exhibited examples of why I think my fears are founded. This book, I think, is one of those, a proof, if you will, of why I don't think Dr. Mao is qualified to carry on this conversation.
When Richard Dawkins wrote his book, The God Delusion, Alvin Plantinga, a professionally trained philosopher, probably the premier philosopher representing any semblance of evangelical Christianity in the country, said that if he had received that book as an undergraduate philosophy paper, he would have given it a B-. And I would say I'd probably give Mao's book a C- in regard to what it means to engage Mormonism at a cultural, relevant, theological level. And that's because he's talking out of his area of expertise, which as an academic, he knows better. And that's one of the startling things. He doesn't stay within the parameters. I've read other stuff by Rich Mao. And if you want to learn about common grace and Calvinism, Rich Mao's great. He's got a great book on it. But he's out of his depth in what he's talking about in this book, and I do think he's not qualified to engage it. And that's part of my contention for him representing so many of us as sort of a Protestant pope here in the Valley. It's not helpful.
One of my major issues with the approach that Mao gives, at least publicly, and it's not that he doesn't express concerns for Mormon theology. Folks, I want you to understand that. He does understand that there are some major problems with Mormonism. However, he doesn't seem to go, he goes to the edge of the cliff, but he doesn't want to jump off. And maybe because jumping off and making a definitive statement as to where Mormonism is in the scheme of religious ideas will probably end his participation in these discussions.
Right.
Because he says on Roman numeral 8, explaining the sound bites at the bottom of the page, he says, a dozen years of sustained dialogues with Mormon scholars and church leaders have convinced me that the cult label does not apply accurately to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Not that I'm ready to give them a free pass as simply another Christian denomination. I have too many serious theological disagreements with Mormonism to offer that verdict. What do you think about that statement? Because it's okay if you're not going to allow them or under the umbrella of Christianity, then what are they?
Right.
Where do they get put?
I feel like he does swings the pendulum to the opposite side that fundamentalism swings it to, and fundamentalist sees all doctrine as equally valid, so they're ravenously holding to all different components of doctrine, so it doesn't matter what you think about the Trinity or the age of the earth or what the sons of God and the daughters of men are in Genesis 6, whatever interpretation you hold to, you better hold to it dogmatically because all are equally valuable. The liberal swings to the other end and says they're all equally non-valuable. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter whether it's the sons of God and daughters of men, or it's the deity of Jesus, or it's the Trinity. They all have no real value. And I feel like Mao, and I know he's not, in his personal theology, he doesn't take it to that extreme, but he walks on a liberal end of evangelicalism that dabbles with the idea that you could disagree so much on core concepts and yet still use certain terms, certain labels, certain rubrics, and be classified as Christian. And it feels like that's why he's unwilling to sort of jump off the cliff here and simply say they're not a Christian. That, coupled with what you referenced earlier, that there's a politicizing element to this whole thing in terms of his engagement with high-level Mormons, both apostles and scholars, that he's trying to hold at bay because he knows what will happen if he comes out and pulls the curtain aside.
Oh, definitely. If he comes out with some definitive statements, the conversations are over. I've often said that the Mormons rarely do anything. In fact, they don't do anything unless they have some semblance of control over this whole situation. And that's troubling to me. What troubles me especially is when you take this kind of position that Mao does in his book, it doesn't help the Christian really better understand where the Mormon church is coming from. See, Mao seems to equate statements from individual Mormon academics as speaking for the church. And I have often said that there is a disconnect between what's going on in Provo and what's going on in Salt Lake City. I know because I've read the writings from both ends. I admit I'm encouraged by some of the statements that some BYU professors have made. The problem, of course, is I don't know whether or not they're defining the terms the same way as traditional Mormons or what. And if they are, then really their statements mean nothing.
To your point, Bill, on page 32 in Mao's book, he makes this statement. In regard to his discussions, he says, "All I have to go on in judging the motives of Mormons is what I discern in my Mormon friends after a decade of meeting with them on a regular basis." Well, who are his Mormon friends? They're the academics, BYU scholars, and possibly some Jeffrey Holland and others within the apostles. That's the concern, is that he's taken a sampling that isn't indicative of the broader sampling. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the high-level premises that drop down and land in an unhealthy way when he approaches the book, because he's assuming knowledge that he doesn't have about the average Mormon on the street.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be discussing in the next several days. We're going to be looking at what Dr. Mao has said in his book, because I don't know how popular this book is going to be. For one, it's not a very thick book, and it costs $12 retail. It might not have a whole lot of sale right on that alone. But I think we need to look at what he is saying, because he is one of the voices when it comes to this whole issue. He has made some statements that I think need to be examined and even challenged, and that's what we hope to do in the next few days on this show.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.